says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make
starve
us
run out.
Those wooden old boys
can't make us run. Hey, this is your good old boy in North Dakota. And hey, all you good old boys and good old gals out there, thank you for joining us here on October 13th, 2019. Man, it's heating up. Oh, it's getting exciting. It's scary as hell, but it's pretty darn exciting. I was watching a show yesterday about what it takes to become an aircraft carrier Navy pilot. And yeah, scary as hell, but pretty damned exciting too. Probably the hardest thing you could possibly do, other than what Donald Trump did, harder than landing a huge jet on an aircraft deck in a pitching sea in the middle of the night with a full load of bombs. Harder what Donald Trump did, and more gutsy, which is saying a lot. So here we are. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show, and I'll be your host for the next, well, this is our Sunday Spectacular. So we have more than an hour. We have 2 hours together. It means you can call in. How do you do that? Well, put your little fingers into that phone. Remember those old phones that we had when I was a kid, the rotary dial phones? You put your finger in the hole and pull it around. 800-313-9443. Maybe some of you actually still have that phone, and you can rotary dial 800-313-9443. You know, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I don't think I can work it out because I don't have a – I don't think I have a – I don't want to pay for a connection to the phone company. But it would be fun to have one of those old phones. They were fun, and that handset was fun. And it was a nice audio experience. Well, anyway, enough for the reminiscences. Let's talk about Donald Trump and what's happened since we last met here in the Trump Clubhouse on Friday. Ah, wow. Well, Thursday and Friday, we had those two rallies in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at the Target Center, and in Lake Charles, Louisiana, at a smaller 22,000 people wedged in like sardines in Minneapolis, and then a smaller, like 8,000 people, and many more outside in Lake Charles. Suddeth, I think is the name, the Suddeth Center. Wow, two huge events, and Donald Trump was on fire in both events. A tremendous genius in both speeches. He did some things. I thought the Minneapolis speech was the greatest of the two, the greater of the two, but they're both incredibly great. And there are things he did in Lake Charles that are so spectacular, so brilliant that I'll just call it a tie. Two tremendous speeches, an hour and a half approximately for each of them. Can you believe that? Can you imagine folks going out and speaking to 22,000 people for 91 minutes? That's what the president did. And, God, it was wonderful. And the things he said, I want to start. Here's one. I didn't cover Lake Charles as well as we covered Minneapolis. So I want to bring you a highlight from Lake Charles. This is towards, I'll bring it to you. You'll know what the importance is when you hear it. And just to frame the picture for you, a huge crowd, as it always is, no room, no nothing, just standing room only, every seat filled, every face beaming, everybody, not everybody, but just about, we're getting to the point where everybody's going to have a Make America hat on or a Keep America Great hat, or now here's the newest one. Oh, I love this. And this came out, did it come out of Lake Charles that he said this? I think it may be one of those things that he did at Lake Charles that was, you know, makes this speech rank right up there with the Minneapolis speech. Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? Oh, gosh, that's brilliant. So you're going to see Where's Hunter shirts and hats, but this is beautiful. And that's one of the things we'll talk about today, because Donald Trump did what nobody else has been able to do. He smoked out Hunter. He sent the dogs into the brush to flush out Hunter Biden. Oh, Donald Trump's got good dogs. So, oh, come up, flapping up out of the bushes comes a really frightened Hunter Biden. And this is going to get good, folks. You're going to love this one. You're going to enjoy it. Hunter Biden, what a turkey. You know, I don't know how far we can extend the metaphor here, get carried away. But he's quailing. There's another extension of the metaphor, quailing this turkey. And his goose is cooked. And politically, he's a dead duck. And so is his dad politically. If this doesn't finish off the Joe Biden candidacy, I don't know what will. And actually, I'm not hoping. I'm with Donald Trump on this. I'm not hoping that Joe Biden's campaign ends abruptly. I don't want that to happen. I would like his campaign. I'd love it to limp along all the way up to the Democrat convention, which I hope will be what do they call that? A gridlock convention. It's a convention where nobody comes in with a majority of the delegates. I hope that happens, actually. In other words, I want Joe Biden to stay in this as long as possible, because Joe Biden is really destroying the Democrat Party. He is doing a wonderful job of blowing this election. He is so dirty. He is so disgusting. I want him to be in there, and I want him to be the front runner as long as possible. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, we'll come back to Joe Biden. But first, I want to give you this treat from Donald Trump in Lake Charles. Listen to this. You're going to love it. You're going to pinch yourself. You're going to think you're dreaming. This can't be happening to me, you're going to say. Yes, it is happening. I don't know why, but the audio, I've looked for a couple of clips here, and for some reason the audio is not perfect, so bear with that. It's a little bit crackly, a little bit not smooth audio. I don't know why, but listen to it. You'll hear it. I'll try to be as quiet as I can be. Here he comes in Lake Charles, Louisiana, on Friday.
The radical Democrats' policies are crazy, their politicians are corrupt, their candidates are terrible, and they know they can't win on election day, so they're pursuing an illegal, invalid, and unconstitutional bullshit impeachment.
Okay, now I know you're saying I didn't really hear that. I was dreaming. Just a second. I want to play it again. You actually heard what you think you just heard. And this is such a beautiful moment in there's many layers to this as to how beautiful and brilliant what the president just did right there. Listen to it one more time.
Democrats' policies are crazy, their politicians are corrupt, their candidates are terrible, and they know they can't win on election day, so they're pursuing an illegal, invalid, and unconstitutional bullshit impeachment.
Oh, if only the lying, corrupt, fake news media had the balls or the integrity, neither of which they have, to play that clip to all of America. What a brilliant thing the president did right there. Because what he's doing, I've made this point before, it's on the subject of colorful language, or more to the point, powerful language. The president uses the words, the expressions that we use in our real lives. He has broken through the spell, the evil spell of the deep state. They have had us hypnotized. I can expand on this metaphor because it's very apt. We have been comatose. We have been hypnotized. We have been snake charmed for all of our lives. There are certain words, for instance, that you're not allowed to say. More importantly, there are certain thoughts you're not allowed to think. And we bought into this. We bought into this. And now I'm going to use the word he just used because it's the apt word. It's the right word. We have bought into this bullshit for our entire lives. And it's not an exaggerated word. It's not a vulgar word. It's the accurate word. It's the word Shakespeare would be using today. If he were alive today, he'd write a play, King Henry or King John. He'd write a play, President Trump. And in it, he would say, he would use the phrase, a bullshit impeachment. Because Shakespeare believed in powerful. He was the greatest vocabularist in the history of our people. He believed in powerful words. He coined many of them. We coined more words than any other person as far as we know. And he would love the president's use of language right there. It's very powerful. It punches you. It breaks through whatever spell, whatever hypnotism you're in. You know, they have that thing where the hypnotist, I don't know how real hypnotism is actually, but I know that we are politically hypnotized. You'll see these, hypnotists who you go, when I snap my fingers, you will be wide alert. You will be awake and wide alert. Snap the fingers. And the person is, oh, where am I? What happened? Well, that's what Donald Trump is doing. He's snapping the fingers to all of us. He did it to me. I thought I was fully awake. I wasn't. We've all been mesmerized, hypnotized, snake charmed by something or other. And the president has broken the spell. Now, this is wonderful. He's doing it, 20,000 people at a pop with these rallies. Now, how many people are watching the rallies? Millions. When the ones that I watched, the channels I watched on YouTube, damn YouTube. But, you got to use what we have. And YouTube is what we have for the moment. We'll get to Patriot Media soon enough. Big Patriot Media. But, there were 60,000 people at a pop watching on the channels I was on. Now, that adds up. That's live. If you trust YouTube, dangerous thing to do. That's people watching right there at that moment. Now, that's I don't think CNN has many more people than that at any actual moment watching people like Chris Cuomo or, the other dopes. I don't even know which guy is at which network. The only one I always remember is Joe Scarborough is at MSNBC, I think, and Mika Brzezinski. But these dopes have very small audiences now. For some strange reason, Rachel Maddow still has a large audience. It may just be, maybe she's got an audience. She's viewed as a comedy show. Maybe people watch her for a comic relief. I don't know. I'm thinking of doing that myself, watching one or two of her shows, because it's so bizarre. It's so ridiculous to see the way she emotes and fakes, everything. But anyway, so let me play that for you one more time. Let's go back to the president. Heck with Kelso. Let's listen to the president. I just want to just let this sink in so you can tell your friends about it. And This is one. This is for the ages.
The radical Democrats' policies are crazy. Their politicians are corrupt. Their candidates are terrible. And they know they can't win an election day, so they're pursuing an illegal, invalid, and unconstitutional bullshit impeachment.
There's no other word that is so perfect. Anyway, now let's get on to, let's just throw a few other things on the fire here. We'll come back to the Thursday event, the Friday event. History is going, Donald Trump, you know, the guy who's got the pedal to the metal here is Donald Trump. The reason things are accelerating is this one man. Do any of you, I'm as old as just about any of you. You don't remember any period of history, any time. She's a bundle of energy, and she's like anybody looking at Donald Trump. It wears you out just watching him. He is so on fire. Anyway, so let's look at some of the things that have happened here. Let's talk about, now, pretty much every day, you'll notice that the lying, fake, corrupt, he used that word corrupt, very important. And that little clip you just heard, it wasn't the word bullshit, was not the only key word. Corrupt was a key word. He's making the point that the media is worse than fake. It's corrupt. He also said something in this speech on Lake Charles, at Lake Charles, and I think he used the term also in Minneapolis. He called our opponents evil. In Minneapolis, he said that Nancy Pelosi and her cronies hate America. These are incredibly important statements. But I love his use of the word evil. They are evil. And I think, well, you know, I'll pat, reach over here and pat myself on the back a little bit. We've noted that on this show. People thought, oh, Kelso's, he's getting into some kind of, what is he getting into theology now? He's calling these people evil. Yes, they are evil. They're not just misguided. They aren't just wrong. They aren't just bad people. They're worse than all of that. They're evil. Adam Schiff, look at his eyes. He is evil. If you can't see that, you can't see. What's Nadler's first name? These are such forgettable people. Jerry Nadler. If you can't see the evil in that man's eyes, you don't know how to recognize evil. Nancy Pelosi, she is evil. You should not go into a dark room with her. Something bad will happen to you. So if you're on a dark street, you should cross the street if she walks the other way. So Donald Trump has noted this. He is, you know, identifying the evil. He's calling it out. Some of the things that have happened here in the last couple of days. Oh, well, these people, this evil crowd, you'll notice that they all function as a, like a pack of hyenas. You know, you watch wild dogs or hyenas trying to bring down an animal. They all work as a team. They all know exactly what to do. One bites a leg, one bites a thigh, another one gets the throat, you know, and the poor animal goes down. That's the way they work. They're cowards. They only fight in a pack. They only fight weak. They'll go after the young, you know, the young antelope. They'll go after the limping one, the one that was just born and can barely walk. That's the one they go after. Of course, these animals are not evil. It's their nature. It's their predators. We'll talk about these evil predators right after this break.
And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie,
Willie Woodrow.
And I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto.
Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hey, folks, we're back here in our two-hour spectacular. Let me look at my caller board to see if anybody. I don't think I got any. Nope, I don't have any callers right now. 800-313-9443 if you want to get in. Where was I? Okay, they function as a pack of hyenas. And the what is their latest thing? The Mueller thing didn't work. So after they, you know, you'll watch them. They go after one. You know, they're chasing some, you know, some water buffalo, and they, you know, one of them gives him, you know, gives him a horn, and they realize, oh, this guy's going to kill us, and they lay off of that one. He's too big. Then they get to messed up with another one. They mess with her calf, and the mother starts to give him the horn, and they finally find one they can take down. So the Mueller thing didn't work out. So they're not on the Mueller thing anymore. So they're looking for a new victim here. So then they go to, you know, the different things. We're going to go to, you know, we're going to hire these women to attack Donald Trump. We've got the Ukraine hoax now. That's hot and heavy, the hot and furious right now. And just a nonstop. There's never been, really, there has not been a single, Donald Trump talked about it at one of the rallies. He said, they started their impeachment move against me. I forget what the time was, the elapsed time. I think it was 17 minutes after I won on November 8th, 2016. The first call for my impeachment was like 17 minutes later. And no, it's academic, whether it was an hour or a minute or a day. And it was instantaneous. And that's been their strategy, is to to cancel your vote, to cancel our whole system of government, because it didn't turn out the way they wanted it. The end justifies the means. These people are without scruples. Let's go back to that word, evil. So what is the latest thing they're doing? Their latest thing is the Ukraine hoax. Oh, and now, oh, they've got a new one. They've ginned up another new one now. Donald Trump is betraying our allies in Syria. He's abandoning the Kurds to be slaughtered. On and on. What's going on here? The reality is that Donald Trump, this great, great president, this man of his word, this genius, and he mentioned it in one of these speeches. He said, you know, I have an uncle, I may be misremembering a little of this. He said, I have an uncle who was a professor at MIT. He said, that's my family. That's the kind of person I am. People don't realize, you know, and they don't, because he's such a great populist speaker. He doesn't act like an academic. He doesn't act like some kind of a bookworm, but he actually is. He's brilliant in his thinking and so on. So he is, he promised that he would get us out, end these ridiculous, endless wars. And he's delivering on that very greatly, very brilliantly and magnificently in Syria, bringing and in a very courageous way. He's got all these generals and admirals who are opposed to him. He's got the entire corrupt press corps. He has the entire deep state. They're all lined up against him. And what's he doing? He's pulling a small contingent of American troops out of Syria. Brilliant. And you have to listen to it. I should have it queued up, because the way he explains it is, my rendition is, can't even touch, which when you hear the president himself in the moving way, he says, you know, I go to Andrews Air Force Base and these big, huge jets come out of the sky with the coffins. And the parents are there on the runway with me. And he said, you will hear, he said, people who seem to be holding it together until that moment when the ramp goes down off that big cargo plane and their son's coffin is carried off the plane by a color guard. They completely, he said, you will hear sounds coming from the throats of those parents that you've never heard before. Mothers throwing themselves on the casket of their son. And, you know, that's, was it Jeanine Pirro or Laura Ingraham? Could be just as easily both of them. Said this was very important. It was Laura Ingraham who said it was very important that the president said this. Now, the mass media isn't going to, the corrupt media isn't going to play that segment. I think the president actually wiped a tear from his eye while he was talking. He's not a man prone to crying in public. But everybody, there were people crying. I've got a tear in my eye right now just remembering him describing the scene as these parents who've lost their boy or daughter. And the president, you know, is making the point, these wars are ridiculous. They are endless. They are stupid. And these are great, great warriors who should not be sacrificed. That's the real slaughter, is that our troops, our boys, believing, making the mistake, really, of trusting presidents like Clinton and Bush 1 and Bush 2 and the Obamanation, treating these people as if they were honorable or decent people, that they're actual leaders, when in fact they're evil. They're evil. They're evil like Nancy Pelosi. And he said, I'm going to end this. And he literally said those words, these ridiculous and endless wars will end. And he's ending it in Syria. And yes, the Kurds are going to fight with the Turks the way they've been fighting for centuries. And the fighting has always been brutal. It has been savage. Murderous. Torture. Horrible. Children, women, slaughter. That's the way they fight there. You've seen them. Well, we'll talk about it right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefather's plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
Hey, we're back, folks. You know where I stand. And I know where you stand, and it's a beautiful thing. Where was I? You know, one of the reasons I need you folks to call in is to remind me where I was. Because what I do during a break is I hunt things down for you. And it's pretty frequent. If I don't write a note to myself where I was when I started hunting around, I'll wander off into the bushes over there with Hunter Biden. I need somebody like you or the president's dogs to flush me out of the bushes. So please feel free to call at 800-313-9443 when I don't follow through on something. Let me do this. I just found during this break, I found some good audio for you. I want you to hear this. This is clean and crisp. This is the audio as I heard it. And you got to hear it on Friday if you did. The president speaking crisply and clearly. And I'm going to play it a little further. I know I'm rubbing this in, but I want to lay it into your neurons over and over again so that you never forget that you heard this. Please never forget this. Whatever happens to Donald Trump and his revolution, his movement, in the future, whether it wins or is defeated, you want to remember, you want to be able to tell your great-grandchildren, Sonny, I was there. I was there. I heard it, and I can tell you it really did happen. They don't let you hear this anymore. It's prohibited. It's against the law. That's why I took you here. We have to speak in low tone and talk about this because it's against the law to say this now, Sonny. But I heard the president say, bullshit impeachment. That I want you to be able to not forget this. So here, instead of remembering the scratchy version I played for you a couple times, here's the clean version. And I want to add, listen to the way the crowd reacts after the president says this. He doesn't smile. He doesn't think it's a funny line. He's got a dead serious face, dead serious. And he steps away from the microphone. He has to because the crowd is going wild. So listen to the whole thing.
We've been living through this so-called insurance policy because they know we're putting a stop to their pillaging and their plundering and their hoaxes.
Nice.
The radical Democrats' policies are crazy. Their politicians are corrupt. Their candidates are terrible. And they know they can't win on election day, so they're pursuing an illegal, invalid, and unconstitutional bullshit impeachment.
Loudest cheers of the night. Now, I had to stop it there. They didn't stop. The people didn't stop. Let me rewind that so we got that. Maybe to play it again later. But the where's rewind on this? Let's see, go back. Oh, how do you do it? Oh, boy, I lost it. How do I get back to that? Here, rewind. There we go. Hang on. I got it again. All right. Now, you heard the crowd go wild. It was the crowd was wild all evening for an hour and a half in Lake Charles, an hour and a half in Minneapolis. But that was the loudest cheer. And it makes a point. These are, when you look at the crowd, these are solid citizens. These are not ruffians. These are not losers. These are winners. These are America's heart and soul, the people that build our country. Not only do they not have a problem with honest language like that, they love it. They've been needing it. They went berserk. Not berserk is the wrong word. They went wild. They were happy to have the president say, this is bullshit. They needed him to say that. And now for me, little old radio host, okay, no problem for me. I'm quoting the president of the United States, the most important man other than our parents or our children in our lives. He's put his blessing on this very apt word for what the demon rats are doing. He's identified them as evil. He's identified them as corrupt. He's identified Nancy Pelosi and her all of her gang as hating America. And that's you. America is you. It's not a place. It's not a city. It's you. They hate you. You are America. And they hate you. They've always hated you. And their purpose is to destroy you. It has always been a war. But now, you know, early on in this trajectory of this show, we said, this is the polarization we've always needed. This is the separation of the men from the boys, the women from the girls. This is the polarization, or another word, the clarification. So the hypnosis, the spell is broken. We're waking up. And we now see the evil people as evil. And we recognize as the good people, we have a responsibility. We have an absolute duty to fight this fight. And that's what happened in Donald Trump's life. Somewhere along the way, that realization happened for him. It was, no one's born with it. So somewhere along the line here, Donald Trump woke up one morning and he saw what you're hearing from him now. And he's growing in office. He's improving. people have commented on this. He looks healthier, more vigorous, more energetic than the very vigorous, healthy dynamo that he was in 2015 when he started this, which is wonderful. Now, speaking of people evolving and learning, all right, the president has gone out of his way in these recent speeches to specifically compliment people who get it in the news media. So he has gone out of his way to compliment and give interviews to Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Jeanine Pirro, Laura Ingraham, Bret Baier, Lou Dobbs, Mark Levin. And I probably left somebody off that list, but it's a small group of people who get it. Oh, Greg Gutfeld. In fact, the president himself, he was going over the list. It was either in Minneapolis or in Lake Charles or both. He was going down that list, praising those people specifically. And he's doing it. He's off script. And he's going down the list. And I think he missed Mark Levin. Just, I do it all the time. I actually wrote these names down here during the break so I could, go down the list and try not to miss names. But I think as he missed Mark Levin, who he saluted elsewhere very fully. And he wasn't able to remember Greg Gutfeld's name. So he said he went down his list and he said, "And how about Greg? He's great." And of course, he just couldn't remember Greg Gutfeld's last name. So Greg, in his show, I think it was last night, I saw him and he goes, he played that clip of the president saying, "And how about Greg?" And Gutfeld came back with he said, "Well, yes, how about Greg?" He said, "I just go by one name. I'm the Madonna of Fox News." We could have said the prince, the artist formerly known as Greg. But and then there are the bad guys. The president has gone beyond that, though. Again, you have to pinch yourself. Is this really happening? Am I dreaming? He has singled out. Oh, thank you for reminding me, folks. You reminded me. On the list of the turds, the pukes. I like that. That's a good word, pukes. Of course, all the networks are fully populated with pukes. And Fox has its own lavish population of pukes, especially in the middle of the day. It's really bad. The president says, "I turn off my TV at 3 o'clock," or somebody says that he turns off his TV at 3 o'clock. He turns off his TV whenever Shepard Smith comes on, because it is, you want to heave when you hear this guy. Well, hallelujah, brothers and sisters, did you hear the news? Did you hear the good news? Wait for it. Shepard Smith quit. Oh, make my weekend. Shepard Smith, at the end of his Friday broadcast, said, "I am leaving television news." He's not going to any other network. Apparently, he has signed a non-compete clause. So somebody mentioned that, which means he can't just start puking out his garbage in another network. But I don't mind if he does that. I hope he goes to CNN. I hope he breaks his non-compete clause. Oh, okay. And we've got a caller here, Skip in California. Skip, hang on. I won't skip you. We'll get to you in just a moment. But I got to just dwell for a moment on this good news that Shepard Smith. Now, no coincidence, folks. The president has been laying into Shepard Smith, calling him just attacking him, criticizing him, making fun of him, calling him the worst on Fox. And I think it got to him. It got to him. It may have gotten to Shepard Smith's husband, too. Yeah, you heard me right. So Well, for whatever reason, maybe his husband said, you know, we can't take this anymore. But Shepard Smith quit. That is wonderful. There was another great moment. He has named names. He's going after people. There was a moment where Mark Levin, who is great, the president has praised him lavishly, deservedly. Mark Levin was being interviewed on Fox and Friends, I think. And Ed Henry was jabbing. Ed Henry is one of these, you know, sort of no-name guys that's a wannabe. You know, he thinks he's a star, but he's a nobody who's, you know, making a splash now because he's on Fox, which has a big audience. So Ed Henry is taking jabs at Mark Levin. But actually, he's taking jabs at Donald Trump. Mark Levin doesn't mind jabs at himself, but he does get exercised about jabs at Donald Trump. So Ed Henry says, I know I'm going into great detail here, folks, but this, the detail is where you perceive the truth. Ed Henry, after jab after jab at Donald Trump, and Levin is fielding these, he's refuting Ed Henry time after time. Then Ed Henry comes back yet again. This, and that's what these left-wingers, these neocons, these fake conservatives, these snakes in the grass, and that's what Ed Henry is, a snake in the grass. That's what they do. That's what Neil Cavuto is. Shepard Smith's not a snake in the grass. He's more open. He's just a black widow. He's not hiding it. He's got a big red hourglass right on his belly. He's letting you know he's a black widow. But anyway, so Ed Henry says, well, you know, the president, it was something like this. He said, well, when the president demanded dirt on Hunter Biden, no, demanded dirt on Joe Biden from the Ukrainian president, and Mark Levin just about jumped down Ed Henry's throat. He said, hey, wait, what you're saying is not honest. That's not an honest question. The president didn't demand any dirt. You made that up, Ed Henry. You're repeating the talking points of CNN. And he just plastered Ed Henry. Now, here's what the president did. That's good. That was fun. But then the president doubles down on that. He then, in his Twitter account to 65 million followers, he quoted somebody out there in the public, just like you, somebody that commented on that exchange between Ed Henry and Mark Levin. And this person, a person just like you, who uses colorful language in your life. I know some of you don't drink, you don't smoke, and you don't swear. I know all three of you out there. Okay, so I'll accept you from this. But the rest of you who do swear, especially when you really mean it, this person out there called Ed Henry a lying shithead. Okay. But the president retweeted that. He retweeted it. So Ed Henry got to read himself called by President Trump a lying shithead. Now, Ed Henry is still appearing on Fox News, but you can see in him, you can see his eyes darting around the room. You can see his fingers are fidgeting. He's nervous because the president has spotted him. And there's another one that he spotted. Let me remember his name. These are very forgettable people, but they're on your TV screen all the time. So you all know them. It's going to come to me in a moment. He's the guy who sits on the Fox and Friends couch as you look at the screen to the right side. Not the good guy, Pete Hegseth. He's pretty good. This is the guy who, and we'll talk about the Syria thing now, he actually had the chutzpah to say that Donald Trump had made a very serious error and really screwed up in getting our troops out of Syria. I'll remember the guy's name in a moment. But the president chewed this guy out also. And and you can see the nervousness in his voice. And you can see his eyes darting around the studio. And I'll tell you what, folks, this is Kelso speaking here. It was well known. It was established years ago. Plenty of evidence was adduced that the CIA, and now we're learning how bad these people are. The CIA has spent billions with a B of dollars buying up positions in the media, buying their way, putting their people into the media. And this guy whose name I can't remember, I'll tell you what, watching his eyes dart around the room, watching him try to think up what his next Trump bashing comment will be, I think he's a CIA man. I'll talk about that right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Cause daddy's name wasn't
and, hey, here an apology from Kelso. During the break, I looked up, I remembered this guy's name. It's Brian Kilmeade. And I take back what I just said. I read up on Brian Kilmeade's life, things he's done, things he's said on the air. Some damn good stuff. So I apologize to Brian Kilmeade, and I take back what I said. The Kilmeade, the reason I was all over him just a moment ago was he's been buffaloed by these war hawk people. He somehow thinks making America great means fighting everybody's war, having the U.S. troops all over the world bombing, strafing, and you know, I mentioned the Turks and the Kurds. They're brutal, savage fighting. Donald Trump gets it. It's not our job to end savagery all over the world. We're not going to achieve that. We'll simply drag ourselves into that swamp. We'll lose our sons and daughters and our fortune. We'll lose our civilization. Get the hell out. Now, Kilmeade is one of those people that doesn't get it. And it looks like he's a good guy. He said a lot of good things. So I take back what I said. He just doesn't see it on the fact that we're not the world's policemen, don't want to be that. And there are others, by the way. You'll see this now going on in the news. I believe I saw Pat Robertson, a very old Pat Robertson, looking quite frail, but you know, the guy's a, you know, quite a titan of a man. But Pat Robertson actually going down the same rabbit hole, criticizing President Trump for getting us out of Syria. Thank God. And Pat Robertson was actually using the, you know, very sad to see him do this. He's saying that Donald Trump risks losing the blessing of heaven for getting our troops out of Syria. Oh, Pat, please, come on, buddy. Please, please. That's just not fair. That's just wrong. So Pat Robertson also has been drinking the Kool-Aid of, you know, perpetual war for perpetual peace. And Donald Trump does not drink that Kool-Aid. And yes, Donald Trump, we're getting our boys home and saving their lives so mothers don't have to jump on coffins at Andrews Air Force Base. Every time he does that, he does receive immediately the blessing of God. You got that one wrong, Pat Robertson. And you're just a preacher, and you can be very wrong. And on that one, you are wrong. So anyway, that's what they're doing now. You'll see that all over your TV screen. Donald Trump is abandoning the Kurds to slaughter. No, he's not. No, he's not, folks. And then some of them said, oh, Chris Wallace. What a puke Chris Wallace is. He was on there interviewing our Secretary of Defense, Esper, and who was making an excellent explanation of the Trump policy. And Wallace is this pudgy, out of shape, bloated face worm, is saying that we should leave our troops as a trip line in Syria. Wait till you hear what I have to say about that from this puke. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.